RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to
In Villonaire.
The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Villonaire. In Villonaire.
I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone help.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Villonaire, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Joana Mante, Leonardo Leguizamón Novoa, Carlos Vázquez y quien les habla, Carolina Rojas, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, INVIL. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
We are here to teach you many things related to English, culture and some other things.
We invite you guys to listen to this breaking news that is very important to listen to and to analyze.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country. As I've said from the beginning, ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people. And serve the people it will.
Please, please help me. Whoa. And now my love is.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life.
This was unexpected for most of us, but as you, Leo, told us before, we need to be updated and aware of the things that are happening around.
Hey guys, has it ever happened to you that you have felt uncomfortable talking to some people dealing with certain topics you don't really want to deal with, but you have felt forced to?
Yeah, topics like politics, religion, points of view we have about different issues are difficult to manage. Besides, once a person sticks to an idea, it is way difficult to change their mind.
So right.
Surely, I have felt uncomfortable when talking about personal issues.
So do I. I don't feel comfortable talking about these topics. They are sensitive.
When you get what you want, but not what you need.
Yeah, there is some information you consider private. There are also some questions that could be inappropriate. For example, when you fill in a form, are you happy to give this kind of information? For example, your age, your marital status, or your income?
Well, sometimes it's necessary to do it, Leo. Even though I think they just do it in order to corroborate that the information you give, it's the same they already have.
Are there any other questions you don't like answering?
Well, I don't mind if someone asks about age or marital status. But what I really hate is that people start a conversation like an interrogation.
my incomes? I don't like to share information relating to that. I don't like people going around knowing how much I earn. You know, I have to look after my security.
Okay, is it that much, Charlie?
Maybe. Well, kind of.
We are going to act out four different situations. Each situation involves questions related to private information. We invite you to guess what are the people's occupation and what the situation is.
Okay, Leo. Entonces lo que vamos a hacer es escuchar cuatro conversaciones.
So, right.
Cada una tiene implícita una situación sobre información personal. Entonces, los invitamos a que adivinen la profesión de los hablantes y el contexto de la conversación. Just what you Conversation 1.
Your blood pressure is absolutely fine. Have you been eating normally?
Oh, yes. The same as normal.
And do you have any regular exercise?
Yes, I play squash twice a week.
Tell me, how much do you weigh?
About 68 pounds.
Conversation 2.
Hello, I'm Jean Walker. We've just moved in next door.
Paul Burton. Pleased to meet you. Do you work locally?
Yes. I am a solicitor with a firm on the High Street.
A solicitor? That's a good job. How much do you earn?
Conversation 3.
Hello. I'm looking for a white tennis shirt.
Okay. Tennis shirts are over there.
As you can see, I'll need a fairly large size.
Yes, I can see that. How much do you weigh, if you don't mind me asking? Conversation 4. Garrett, you will be delighted to hear that we would like to offer you the job.
Great, thank you very much.
We need to talk a bit about salaries.
Yes, right, of course.
Remind me, how much do you earn at the moment?
About 35,000 pounds a year.
Yes, well, we won't be able to give you more than that initially, but we should be able to match it.
As you could listen to, the first conversation takes place between a patient and a nurse who is taking his blood pressure. It is not okay to ask for weight in London, even if it comes from a nurse.
In the second conversation, the solicitor is a lawyer. The conversation takes place between neighbors. When you meet a person, you don't usually ask about salaries.
Concerning the third conversation, I consider it rude from the seller to answer like that. It might be true, but we gotta measure our words.
Regarding the fourth conversation, it could also be uncomfortable to ask for salaries.
Do you want to know people's opinion about different topics? I'm hurting, baby. Don't forget to listen to the weekly poll. Remember, you can also take part in it. We want to hear from you. I'm something weak. You got me
begging. Taking into account this topic, it would be very interesting to ask our audience. What do they consider as inappropriate to ask when you talk to someone for the first time?
Invitamos a nuestra audiencia a participar con sus opiniones a través de Twitter con el hashtag WhatIsRight. Compartan con nosotros aquello que consideren es inapropiado preguntarle a alguien cuando le hablas por primera vez. Participen en Facebook en la página de la sección de Weekly Poll.
Hi, this is Adolfo León Restrepo speaking from the city of Palmira in Valle del Cauca. Today, the interesting question that we have has to do with what is considered inappropriate to ask to someone for the first time. Well, the most inappropriate thing to ask when you are meeting somebody for the first time is to ask him or her about the salary. How much the person is actually making per month is not really any of our business. So that is a question that we shouldn't ask. It is very common to ask for the marital status or even the age. Normally, when you meet somebody, you ask that person if he or she is in any kind of a special relationship, if the person has a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or if the person is married or is not married. Those are common questions. Another question that is considered not to be very common is the age. Some women especially find it inappropriate to answer this kind of question, and they tend to say that that is not a question to be asked to any woman. But anyway, sometimes if you are curious enough, you just ask the question, how old are you? Any other question or any other topic into conversation? It's interesting, however, you get to talk to the person into the conversation that you get to have with him or with her. Thank you very much, and I hope you have liked my answer to this question.
Well, hello everybody, this is Nicholas, and I'm trying to answer this week's poll on what inappropriate things you shouldn't ask in the first date. Probably I would say that it is definitely inappropriate to talk about two main things. Number one is past relationships, and number two is money. Why? Number one, past relationship, is because you're just getting acquainted with somebody, and you know, that's kind of going a lot of deeper than you expected. I mean, it's not that you don't mind those things or you're not interested, but those things are a little personal for the first date, so I don't think it's a good idea to ask for former boyfriends or girlfriends, or if a person has been married or was married. So I think this could be a better idea for a second or third date. And then money-wise, I think one should never go there. Talking about money when you meet somebody for the first time is not very cool, because it shows that you are interested in something else rather than the person, or you know, the personality itself. So you know, talking about how much you worth or how much you get a year is never appropriate in any circumstances, because that's something that nobody should be caring. And still, because you know, a lot of rich people do not show they have a lot of money. So I think these two things should be considered before being asked in the first date.
La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Tango U. Cátedra en Tiempos de Tango, RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no.
Inville Today.
That bass, about that bass.
News
no.
And interviews to be tuned with Inville.
About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Hoy tenemos a una invitada muy especial que viene a conversar con nosotros, a compartir su experiencia y a hacernos una gran invitación.
Ella es Jenny Parrado, tutora del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas y directora del curso Inglés Cero.
Pero Joa, ella hoy no viene a conversar sobre los cursos, sino sobre una iniciativa que ella lidera y que hace parte de su compromiso social. Se trata de la actividad de apoyo a la Fundación Servidores del Servidor, que se ocupa de brindar un apoyo a los abuelos desprotegidos.
Hola Jenny, gracias por estar aquí con nosotros.
Hola Joanita, hola compañeros y muy buenos días para toda nuestra audiencia. Muchas gracias por esta invitación.
Bueno Jenny, háblanos un poco acerca de esta labor que realiza la Fundación.
La Fundación Servidores de Servidor, que está ubicada en la localidad de Santa Fe, en la ciudad de Bogotá, brinda un almuerzo a 150 abuelitos que pues están ubicados en este sector. Estas personas no cuentan con recursos monetarios, ni una pensión, ni ayuda económica alguna. Esta fundación se mantiene gracias a las contribuciones de grupos de empresas, personas particulares que se vinculan a este proyecto con el fin de poder compartir un alimento con esta población.
¿En qué consiste esta actividad y cuál ha sido la experiencia?
Bueno, inicio por comentarles que aproximadamente 2 años con un grupo de compañeros de la UNAD hemos estado participando esporádicamente en esta labor, la cual consiste en recolectar inicialmente pues, una cantidad de dinero para la compra de los ingredientes para el almuerzo y como tal también aportes a la fundación para los servicios y demás gastos. Esto también pues gracias a los aportes monetarios de las personas que de manera libre pues desean aportar a esta labor. De igual manera pues la coordinadora del comedor nos asignó una fecha para el servicio y los compañeros que deseen asistir pues nos reunimos en la plaza Palo Quemado para hacer el mercado y de ahí pues nos dirigimos a la fundación que queda a escasos minutos de esta parte. Ya en el lugar de la fundación pues se inician las labores culinarias y pues nos organizamos todos como equipo, algunos compañeros pues colaboran en el picado y lavado de los ingredientes, otros en la cocción, preparación del jugo, bueno, y demás actividades relacionadas con el almuerzo. Y hacia las 12 en punto pues ya se inicia y se reparte el almuerzo. Bueno, debo agregar que pues de manera personal es una experiencia supremamente hermosa que te llena de muy buena energía, al poder compartir no solamente un almuerzo con estos 150 abuelitos, sino también tener la oportunidad de servirles, de atenderles a aquellas personas que en este momento más lo necesitan.
Jenny, qué bonita labor. Y cuéntanos, las personas interesadas, ¿cómo podrían participar en esta actividad?
Bueno, si desean vincularse con el grupo La UNAD que lidero, me pueden contactar al correo Jenny con Y, jenny.parrado@unad.edu.com o en las redes sociales de InvilUNER pueden dejar sus comentarios. O si lo desean pueden también contactar directamente a la coordinadora de este proyecto, su nombre es Miriam Andrade, al teléfono 301-230-9178.
Bueno Jenny, mil gracias por compartir esta iniciativa con la audiencia. Y para quienes estén interesados en participar, recuerden que pueden hacerlo contactándonos al correo jenny.parrado@unad.edu.co.
A ustedes muchísimas gracias por esta invitación a este espacio y pues aprovecho para invitar a quienes en este momento nos están escuchando para que puedan unirse a esta actividad y pues de esta manera también podamos todos apoyar a esta fundación que lleva a cabo una labor muy bonita con estas personas de la tercera edad en condiciones de necesidad. Pues de mi parte puedo decir que estoy casi segura que les va a gustar muchísimo esta actividad y se van a enamorar. Bueno, un feliz día para todos y gracias nuevamente.
Gracias a ti.
We'll be right back.
La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Retro Jazz. El jazz vino para quedarse definitivamente. Todos los martes a las 3:30 de la tarde en RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to Hocus Pocus English. Change the way to deal with your daily English.
Hey Carito, do you know what riddles are?
¿Riddles? Claro, Leo, me encantan las adivinanzas.
Good, because today Adolfo Restrepo from Palmira has a very interesting note about riddles.
This is a recording for InVille on Air in its section Hocus Pocus. I am Adolfo León Restrepo, and I am very happy to be in the program today. I want to share riddles with you. A riddle is a statement or a question that has a double sense, that has a double meaning, or that has a secret meaning.
Arrah, arrah, and gather round. The work of this hero is legion-bound. He multiplies N by the number of he, and in this room the thing you'll see.
Riddles can be enigmas or expressions of double sense, and they can also be questions to be answered. People love riddles. They are often seen as a very intellectual challenge that can be solved with some thinking. And it is very nice to bring riddles to the context where you are, because they can also be icebreakers in the environment where you are.
Hey, you know what this could mean? Oh, that's good. Then this would be... That's it.
Riddles for learning English are a very good tool for you to think about, because when you want to solve a riddle or think about this set of words with a secret meaning, you have to also think about the meaning of each word that is in the riddle. For example, some very easy riddles are the following. I'm going to share three riddles with you. In each riddle, we have to think about the words that are in the statement. Once we identify the words, we can guess what the riddle can be, so we can actually solve it. For example, here's the first riddle. Every country has one. I have different colors. I need wind to fly. The British one is red, white, and blue. What am I? So if you heard it well, we talk about different words that can help us guess the riddle. Country, different colors, wind to fly, and the British one is red, white, and blue. If you are thinking that it is the flag, you are correct. Now, let me share another one with you. I am a beautiful animal. I'm found in Africa. I have the first and last letters of the alphabet in my name. I am like a horse, but I have stripes. If we think about the words that are in the riddle, we are thinking about an animal that can be found in Africa. In the name, you can find the first letter of the alphabet and the last letter of the alphabet. So that will be the letter A and the letter Z. The animal looks like a horse and has stripes. So yes, if you are thinking about the zebra, which is an African animal that looks like a horse, well done. Now, I want to share a last one with you, okay? And I'm going to give you a clue, a key that will make it easier for you to guess this last riddle. I am not a bird, but I can fly. I eat insects and fruit. I normally fly at night. I am dark and I like to sleep upside down. Let's think about the words of the riddle. It's not a bird, but it can fly. So if it is not a bird, maybe it is a mammal. And this mammal, which is not a bird, eats insects and fruit. It is dark and flies at night, and it sleeps upside down. If you are thinking about a bat, yes, it is a bat. Well done. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed these riddles and the way to solve them. If you want to hear more about riddles, you can look for them in the internet. There are thousands of riddles and there are thousands of ways to have fun in order to keep learning English. Congratulations for listening to this program and getting involved with learning English. See you soon.
Congratulations, you got it last.
Carito, now I know about riddles. I have a good one for you. It speaks English. It works on radio. It's so great. Who am I?
In Villoner.
We'll be right back.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la Radio UNED Virtual.
Carpe Diem. Learn how to take care about yourself.
Hey, Joanna, what kind of music do you listen to?
Bueno, depende mucho del lugar donde estoy. En casa me gusta escuchar música con mucha energía. La de mi tierrita. Wow. El porro, la champeta, algunos vallenatos. Pero del vallenato tradicional. Pero si estoy trabajando, escucho la música alternativa o pop, incluso ópera.
Wow. Did you know that the music you hear is deeply related to the way you feel?
Sí, he escuchado que la música que escuchamos está muy relacionada con la forma en que nos sentimos, pero la verdad no sé mucho al respecto.
Well, now you will, because Liliana Lozano from Pasto is here to give us meaningful information related to the relationship between music and happiness.
Recibamos a Liliana Lozano, quien nos va a dar información significativa relacionada con esa relación que hay entre la música y la felicidad.
Music and happiness. Is there a link between music and happiness? The neurological studies of music on the brain seem to indicate that we are hardwired to interpret and react emotionally to a piece of music. Indeed, this process starts very early on. One study found that babies as young as 5 months old reacted to happy songs, while by 9 months they recognized and were affected by sad songs. Physiological states brought on by music only intensified as we grew. Happy music, usually featuring a fast tempo and writing in a major key, can cause a person to breathe faster, a physical sign of happiness. Similarly, sad music, which tend to be in the minor keys and very slow, causes a slowing of the pulse and a rise in blood pressure. That seems to indicate that only happy music is beneficial. But those that know the value of a good cry or a cathartic release may find that sad or angry music can bring about happiness indirectly. Knowing that music has this impact on the body may eventually influence treatment and care for wet patients. For example, music has been found to boost the immune systems of patients after surgeries, lower stress in pregnant women, and decrease the blood pressure in heart rate in cardiac patients, thus reducing complications from cardiac surgery. Researchers at Cal State University found that hospitalized children were happier during music therapy, in which they could experiment with maracas and bells while a leader played the guitar than during play therapy, when their options were toys and puzzles. Music therapy has also proven to be more effective than other types of therapies in patients suffering from depression, and it's been shown to lower levels of anxiety and loneliness in the elderly. Thank you for listening. See you next time with a good note.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world.
La tutora Paola Plazas de Sogamoso estuvo conversando con un estudiante de psicología de la UNAD que se encuentra en Nueva Zelanda. Adelante, Paola.
Welcome, dear students. Today, we're going to know some important information about New Zealand culture and traditions. For this reason, I want to introduce you as a psychology student at UNAD. Hi, mister. Can you introduce yourself and tell us why were you living at New Zealand?
Hello there. My name is Andres Gonzalez. I am a Colombian, and I'm going to talk about New Zealand. The country I lived for around 3 years. And I lived in New Zealand for that long because I wanted to study 3D animation there. Of course, I had to study the language first, study English, and then I worked for a while, and I took a course. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to study 3D animation, but yeah, that was the idea.
Well, Andres, please tell us something about culture and traditions in New Zealand.
Well, New Zealand definitely is a multicultural country. because of the fact that there are so many people from so many countries living there. But, well, especially, of course, people from England, since it was an English colony, and especially people from China, most of all. So pretty much those cultures get mixed together there. And I am talking precisely about Auckland, which is the biggest city, but it's not the capital though.
Wow, what an interesting information. And did you like the food?
Oh yeah, definitely I liked the food. New Zealand is one of the biggest producers of lamb and kiwis. I mean, they are so delicious. Besides that, because of the fact that, of course, it is an island, and I lived in Auckland, which is just like by the coast, you can find lots of seafood, and I love seafood, so I really liked it. The other thing is that you could find food from pretty much all around the world, because I mean, people from China, Taiwan, India, from several countries, they have placed restaurants there. So, I mean, you can find so many food from so many places.
It's fantastic. And what about the sports, Andres?
Sports, well, the national sport there is rugby. All people there go crazy about rugby. And actually, New Zealand is recognized like one of the best rugby teams around the world. And actually, it's like their complexion of like the native people from Maoris. Their complexion is big and strong, you know. So actually, it's like the perfect sport for them. I mean, besides that, they play cricket, and those two are the national sports.
Muy bueno todo lo que escuchamos acerca de Nueva Zelanda. A mí me gustan los deportes y sé del equipo de rugby llamado The All Blacks, o literalmente traduciendo, todos negros. Son los mejores del mundo. Además, la película Avatar fue grabada en sus paisajes, definitivamente un lugar que si se tiene la oportunidad, se debe visitar.
Sí, así es. Y en el próximo programa vamos a escuchar la segunda parte de esta entrevista y a saber más de esta interesante cultura y país. Yo ya quiero ir.
So do I.
My teasers. Be smarter.
Be smarter.
Be faster.
Be, smarter,
be
faster.
The master.
Alone.
I have many questions today, guys. Can really? You help me?
Of course.
Okay. Do you know what a paradox is?
A paradox? Well, it is a contradiction, isn't it?
Yep. It is when two things seem to contradict each other.
Let me give you an example. I'm a compulsive liar. Am I lying when I say that?
Wow.
Sí, muchachos, una paradoja.
Sí.
En inglés, paradox. Es una contradicción y la usamos a diario. Solo sé que nada sé. Prohibido prohibir. Gracias a Dios soy ateo. Estos son algunos ejemplos que seguro los hemos utilizado alguna vez o los hemos escuchado.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you all for your explanation. I want to play a game.
Okay.
I'll ask you a question, which is a paradox, and I'll give you three possible answers.
Nice.
Then you choose. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Claro. Perfect. Es más o menos como una adivinanza, ¿cierto?
Yeah.
Entonces nos vas a dar una paradoja, tres opciones de respuesta y nosotros escogemos. Bueno, muy bien. Empecemos y nuestra audiencia estén muy pendientes.
Okay. What gets wet as it dries? A. A stamp. B. A book. C. A towel.
I'm not that sure. Maybe A. As a stamp.
No, Jenny, you're wrong.
It
Ouch.
Is a towel.
Okay.
Okay, the second one is, what can you give somebody and still keep? A. Your word. B. Your keys. C. Your money.
Wow, that's a good one. For sure, it's not my money. I'll go with A, my word.
Yeah, you're doing well, Leon. It's your word. Okay, the third one is, what runs but has no legs? A. A book. B. A tap. B. A stamp.
That's a hard one.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe a book?
Almost. It's a tap.
Good.
Oh,
we're so close.
Okay, Charlie, the last one. What has a neck but no head? A. A match. B. A river. C. A bottle.
Good.
Well, a match, it has head, but it has no neck. So it's the opposite. A river have no head and no neck. And so the only option that they have is a bottle. Is it right?
Well done, Charlie.
Perfect.
Yes,
good.
A bottle. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm improving.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back in Billionaire.
The world. We share because we care.
Nuestras redes sociales han sido un medio excelente para estar en contacto con todos nuestros oyentes. Damos la bienvenida a Tatiana y a todo lo que acontece en Facebook, Twitter e Instagram. Adelante, Tatiana.
Gracias a nuestros compañeros en estudio. Y esta semana en nuestras redes, Lida Maritza Suárez y Macho852 nos han seguido. Paola.gomez93 dice en una foto, el mundo necesita más gente que sepa querer bonito. Y estamos muy de acuerdo, Paola. Ana Lopeza publica una foto con su hija muy sonriente. Sebaldo, por su parte, nos compartió una foto donde luce muy intelectual. Gloria Jimena Cano, cumpleaños el 12 de noviembre. Felicitaciones, Gloria. Muchas bendiciones para ti y toda tu familia. Sigan compartiendo sus opiniones en la sección de The Willy Paul y compartiendo con sus amigos este su espacio de Billionaire. La próxima semana más de nuestras redes sociales. Quien les habla, Tatiana Contreras. And remember, learning English is awesome. Hasta una próxima ocasión. Bye.
Escríbanos en nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa en billionaire@gmail.com. También pueden llamarnos a nuestro teléfono 373-4098 en la ciudad de Bogotá.
Síguenos por Facebook @InVillionaireIsBack, Twitter @InVillionaire, Instagram @InVillOA.
Have a good day.
Take care.
InVillionaire.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,